Well, I appreciate David letting me share and then kind of put the rest of the story and finish up this message, because I feel like it is a very, very, I think it's a message that totally can change our life and change the world if we really get a hold of it, if we really believe it, believe it. You know, I tell a story sometimes in Asia when we were trying to get people to understand what belief is. You know, we use the word belief we say, I believe it's going to rain. What does that mean? Will it matter? It might not. So what does belief really mean? And I think it's well illustrated in the story of the guy that had his tightrope walked across the high buildings, many tall buildings in New York, that sort of thing, and he walked out there and everything. Do a big crowd. Everybody's watching. Oh, my goodness, he's going to fall, you know, and he's acting like he was about to stumble. And then in a minute, he showed up doing all kinds of tricks and all, you know, and came out on a bicycle, rode the bicycle across, rode the bicycle back, and people began to, oh, he's at home up there as we are on the sidewalk down here, and the crowd began to disperse. But then he appeared with a wheelbarrow. Is that an old term? A one-wheel, you know, cart, and was going to push it across. And he appeared at the edge right there, and he hollered down to all the people, how many of you believe I can take this wheelbarrow across to the other side? Oh, every hand went up. Oh, yeah, everything else you did, that would be simple. He said, well, if you believe it, come up here and get in the cart. And that's what we need out of this message, I believe, in David's messages. We need to, and the Word of God, to start really, yes, we believe it, yeah, but do we live it? Will we put our life in His wheelbarrow, in His cart, in His hands? So important. Last week, just a quick review for some, we talked about sons and daughters with power. And our verse came out of Romans chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, concerning His Son, Jesus Christ, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus, by His resurrection and the life He lived, declared that He was the Son of God with power. And the Scripture says that we also are either children, it says we're either babes, children, or sons and daughters. So it's a matter of maturity, and we're all at different stages in that. But Galatians 3:26 says, you are all sons by faith in Jesus Christ. And when we accept Jesus into our heart, born again, the Holy Spirit of God is in us, we should be mature. We've got everything we need right there, right then. Yes? So we should be sons and daughters. And that verse then from John 14, we were looking at John 14 in those verses last week, but John 14:23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we, Jesus and the Father, will come to him and make our abode in him, literally our residence in him. In other words, God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, is in us. In us. Believe that. And I believe if we can totally get a hold of that, that in other words, we become the house of God, the temple of God. And you know, like in 1 Corinthians 6:19, I think, what? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Lord? The temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? You're not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, as we sing it, glorify the Lord in your body. And when we do that, and He wants us to do that through the power of Him, to let Him out in His power to be released to change the world, healings and miracles, signs and wonders. So, today we're going to follow up on that, and we're going to look at the house of God under an open heaven. The house of God under an open heaven. And first we'll look at, use your imagination to consider this. Jesus is the Word of God, right? John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Before we were born again, He dwelt among us. Jesus is the Word of God. The Word became flesh, a man. The Word became a man, and He spoke a word, and the impossible happened.
proving that he was a son of God with power. Be healed, and they were healed, whatever.
Now, as a believer in Jesus, Jesus is in us, the Word of God is in us, and he wants to speak just like that through us. Now, as a believer, the Word becomes flesh and dwells in us. Yes? That's awesome. That is so awesome. We have become the house of God. As Paul said in Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I that live. I was crucified with Christ. No longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. You know, if I really believe that, change my life, change my world, change everything around us. So with all of that background, let's go. It brings us to understanding then that we are the house of God. Let's consider Jacob's dream. And in doing that, 1 Corinthians 10:11 is very important because Paul said all of those things written in the Old Testament, and that's where we're going, Jacob's dream, Genesis 28, all of those things written in the Old Testament were for our admonition and our learning. They were written for our instruction upon whom the ends of the ages have come. So we can go there and learn a lot of things from the Word of God in the Old Testament also. So Genesis 28, 10 through 17. Then Jacob came to a certain place and spent the night there. He had a dream. A ladder was set up on earth with its top reaching to the heavens, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood above it and said, I am. That's what he said to Moses, wasn't it? I am the Lord. I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. And then Jacob awoke and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. So let's start at the bottom with that, verse 17. This is none other than the house of God and the gate of heaven. We'll take the house of God first. The Lord was there because Jacob was there. It wasn't a religious holy place before Jacob got there. And that's the way we have to, some people look at temples and all around the world, all kinds of other Hinduism and all that. They see God dwells over there. That's not so for us, right? We are the temple of the Lord. God was there because Jacob was there. So John 14:23, Jesus said, if anyone loves me, my Father will come to him, and we, Jesus and the Father, will come to him and make our abode, which means literally our residence, our house, with him. So we read in Romans 8:9, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Verse 10, Christ dwells in you. Verse 11, the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. How special are you? Oh, my goodness. Are you favored? Are you awesome? Or what? Jesus, that puts cold chills all over me, doesn't it? So good. We are the house of God. We need to meditate on that. And being the house of God, as he said in verse John 14:12, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, you will do also. Amen? That's the heart of the Lord, and he'll be glorified by our lives. We'll be glorified, sons and daughters with power to bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus Christ. And even greater things than these will you do, because I go to the Father. Awesome, saints. So, verse 17, let's deal with the gate. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Now, Jacob had to be thinking, I had to kind of think about this for a while, but Jacob had to be thinking about the gate as it is spoken of in the Old Testament. And we read about the gate in the Old Testament, like in 2 Samuel and in Jeremiah and a few other places, that the gate was where the king would come out and sit at the gate, and the people would come to him to hear his wisdom, to answer their questions, and to receive judgments on different things. The king met them at the gate. So that's why Jacob is saying, the heaven is open, the ladder, God spoke. This is the gate of heaven. This is where I meet with the Lord. This is where I talk with him, and he talks with me. So now, as the house of God with an open heaven over us, we are that house of God.
We meet and commune with the Lord at that gate. The heavens are opened over us. The angels have a ladder ascending and descending over us. And it's like the gate of the Lord. He's there because you're there. And we have the privilege, the opportunity to be talking to him. All day long, what should I do? On and on and on. So we must be attentive. Wait a minute. Let me back up. Now the house of God with an open heaven, we meet and commune with the Lord at the gate. And this speaks of the importance and priority of our prayer or communion with him. When he said, pray, your kingdom come. Well, the kingdom comes when the king comes, right? When the king comes to the gate, that's the kingdom of God. And it's the same in you because Luke 17:21 says the kingdom of God is now in you. The kingdom of God is in everyone. Why? Because the king is here. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Luke 6:46, never forget it. Why do you call me Lord, Lord and not do what I say? Ouch. Help me, Holy Spirit. Learn to listen. Learn to be obedient to the Lord. Now, it's a place of prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done. How do we know his will for every little situation in our life? The gate is there, the heavens are open, he's in us. We can commune with him and find out from him. A place of prayer. Now, Jesus knew about this gate meeting with his Father. Mark 1:35 says, early every morning while it was still dark, Jesus would get up and go to a lonely place, and there he would pray to his Father. Every day he took advantage of that gate. In Luke 9:29-36, while he was praying, the appearance of his face became different, and his clothing white and gleaming. Two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, appearing in glory, were speaking of his departure. Now Peter and his companions saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And a cloud formed. Then a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. Don't you just imagine the Lord says that to us when we meet him at the gate, visiting with him. This is my son in you. My son is in you. Listen to him. Turn off the TV. Quit listening to all that other stuff. Listen to him. He wants to speak to us. Change our lives. And when you spend time in prayer with the Lord, you'll come out of that with a greater and more complete glowing, just like Jesus did. His appearance and glory came out of there with the glory of the Lord shining even more upon you. And that's his desire for all of us, that we're changed from glory to glory, more into his image. And it will come about as we spend time with him at the gate where the king is, because we're there listening to the Holy Spirit within us, listening to him. But principalities and powers also have gates. At which gate are we spending the most time at? I don't like some of these questions. Matthew 16 brings an example of that. And I say to you that you are Peter. The day he called you, he gave you a name too. And on this rock, Petra, I will build my church, called out ones, literally, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against my called out ones, my church. And I will give to you the keys, the authority of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Their wisdom, authority, and power will not prevail against the church. The wisdom and authority and powers of the gates of hell, the evil ones and all of the demons cannot prevail against you. And that's something else we must believe. We have no fear of demons. Absolutely none. Yes? You agree? None. Don't give them any recognition. Don't give Satan any recognition. Jesus said, Romans 16, what did he say? He said, let me get the words right. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. That can be every day, saints, because the power, you are the house of God. The God Almighty lives in you. Stand up straight, be confident,
bold, speak it, declare it. Know who you are. Know who you are. It'll totally change your life if we can really get a hold of this. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen? Amen. However, if we are still children, we may be spending time at the wrong gate, and there's a good example of that in the scriptures. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Can you imagine that? Peter is really bold. After all he had seen, he takes Jesus aside and begins to rebuke him and say, God forbid, Lord. Who does he think he was talking to? He must not have really known at that particular point. He wasn't born again at that time. God forbid, Lord, this shall never happen to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you're not setting your mind on God's interest, but on man's. We all do that. We all do that, and it's a stumbling block for us, and it's a stumbling block for Jesus Christ in us to be able to manifest his glory, his power. Our mind can be a big stumbling block that keeps us from reaching maturity and becoming a son or daughter with power. So Genesis 28, verse 12. A ladder was set up on the earth with its top reaching to the heavens, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. They are now ascending and descending upon you and me, since we are the house of God and God Almighty lives in us. So the angels of God are ascending and descending upon us because of who is in us, because of who we are, sons and daughters of God, with God Almighty living in us. Angels there, beloved. John 1:15. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. That's exactly what happened when he was baptized. After Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened. That's what Jacob saw. That's what's over each and every one of us. When we were baptized, the heavens were opened, the Spirit of God descending upon Jesus, and a voice came out of heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And I so rejoice to hear David say that over everyone that he baptized. This is another daughter, another son of God in whom he is well pleased, that he opened their heart and dedicated their life and made an outward profession through baptism to do exactly that. We, the house of God, where the house of God is, there is an open heaven with ladder and angels ascending and descending upon the Son of God within us. So let's talk a little bit about the angels. What are these angels doing that are ascending and descending for us? So we'll look at Psalm 91. For you have made the Lord the Most High your dwelling place. Amen. That's where we live, and that's where he lives. Dwelling place, lives there. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your dwelling, your house. For he will give his angels charge concerning you. They're awesome saints. We all have guardian angels with us, protecting us. Every time you get in your car, thank the Lord for guardian angels. Say, keep me safe, and on. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands. That's awesome. Get an image of that. Let your mind get an image of your guardian angel holding you up. Can you go on? Can you make it a day with an angel holding you up? Can you walk where no man has walked yet? Our angels holding us up, bear you up in their hands that you do not strike your foot against a stone, that nothing causes you to stumble. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down, as we said from Romans 16. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. And a minute ago, we were singing. I had to go write those words down. Waiting. What were we singing, David, about waiting? Waiting, waiting, waiting. We wait for you. We wait for you. We wait for you to come and show your glory here today. I think we need to turn that around. You know, Hebrews 10 says, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, waiting until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet. Whew. Who's he waiting on? Us. Sons and daughters, to demonstrate the life of Jesus Christ, the power of God through our lives. He is waiting upon us. That's awesome, saints. So, I should have had better organization. So Jesus is saying, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to come and show my glory here today. Amen. He's waiting on us, saints. How long will he have to wait? Let his kingdom come now in our lives. Let the king rule and reign upon his throne. Hebrews 1:14 concerning the angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent to render service for the sake of those who has inherited salvation? They're our servants. Revelation 22:8-9, the angel said to me, I'm a fellow servant of yours. He's just like we are, servants of the Lord God Almighty and of the brethren, the prophets, and those who hear the words of this book. The angels carry our prayers to heaven before the throne, Revelation 5:8, and bring the answer to our prayers are to come and carry out the assignment that God gave them. Now, Genesis 19:1 is a good example of angels carrying out an assignment they did for Lot. Remember, they saved Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And our guardian angels, the Lord will send our guardian angels to do the same. They're there to save us from the difficulties and the pressures and the evils of this world. So walk in confidence. It's not according to me. It's not according to my power, but by his grace, by his strength. Thank you, Lord. It's so awesome. So to quote Bill Johnson, so this isn't me. Don't throw anything at me. A lifestyle that does not pray, believe, and attempt the impossible has a ladder with little traffic and guardian angels with little to do. Whew. Let's put them to work, saints. All right? Let's put those angels to work. Let's become people of prayer, calling upon the Lord God Almighty to do miraculous and wonderful things through our life. Healings, raising the dead. It can happen. You believe it? Yes. It can certainly happen. Sight to the blind, recovering of sight to the blind. He can do it. Verse 13, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord. And there was a day when the Lord introduced himself to you. Do you remember that day? Remember that day when the Lord introduced himself to you and you were born again? Whew, his praises shall ever be on my lips. Awesome, 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 awesome. This introduction is not given to everyone, but to those to whom it is given, it is a huge blessing, to say the least. Matthew 16, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. He revealed himself to you. I didn't run him down. I didn't accept him. He accepted me. He accepted all of us. We're here because he called your name. He called our name. Chosen before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1:17 says, the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of revelation and knowledge in him. If you want it, if we're people of prayer and continue to ask him, he will give us an ever-increasing revelation of him, his glory, his mission, what he wants to do, and what he wants to do in our life through us every day. The Lord God Almighty gives revelation and knowledge of himself to whom he chooses. Whenever Jacob had his dream, it appeared he wasn't even a believer. Genesis 28, that's on down after his dream. Jacob arose early in the morning and took a stone and put it at his head and set up a pillar. Let me stop and poured oil on it. Let me stop right there. As families with our children, we need to set up pillars and set up those important points where Jesus appeared to us and gave us a special revelation, particularly when we were born again, that you celebrated every year, and particularly with your children. Let them know what the Lord God has done in your life and celebrate it. Set apart a special day, and like a birthday, like we celebrate birthdays, celebrate your birthday, born again birthday, and celebrate all those wonderful things that God has done for us. And he called the name of that place Bethel. Beth is house, El Elohim, house of God. That is what you are. You are Bethel. Amen? You agree with me? Good. Thank you, Lord. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me. Listen to this. Jacob is always wheeling and dealing. If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God if he performs and does what I want him to do. I think we don't want to take that as an instruction for the way we live our life, because that's just backwards. Us telling the Lord, if he'll do this and this, we'll do that. He tells us, if you'll do that and that, I'll do this. Did I get that straight? Good. Jacob was chosen before the foundation of the earth, Isaiah 43:1. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob. He says the same thing about you. You can put your name in there. Now says the Lord who created you, and he who formed you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. He says the same to us. Thank you, Lord. Verse 15, Genesis 28:15. He said, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you. He who has begun a good work in you, he will complete it. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. He will do what he's promised. He will complete the work. Don't stretch it out. Don't make it be 10 years from now when it could be 1 year from now. Amen? Because sooner or later, he will get it done. Matthew 28, Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I will keep you. I will not leave you. My sheep hear my voice. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. That is eternal salvation. Amen? A salvation assured. You cannot lose what God put in your heart. And he promised us, Acts 29, the promise is for you, your children, all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. In 2 Peter 3, but according to his promise, we're looking for new heavens and a new earth. Are we ever? Our citizenship is in heaven. We're strangers and pilgrims here. Verse 16, Jacob awoke and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. How many times that's happened to me? Wake up later, oh my goodness, that was a divine appointment. Has it ever happened to you? Way too often, yes. So, what are we going to do about it? It's very easy to be totally oblivious to the presence of the Lord with us and in us. So I'm trying desperately to work on my life throughout the whole day, no matter what I'm doing, that I keep within me a recognition of his presence. But that's difficult. I find it very difficult because I got an agenda. I'm going here, doing this and doing all that, and I'm getting, oh, Lord, I hadn't even thought about you in the last 5 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is. Trying to work on it, and I encourage you to do the same. Make it a habit to realize in everything you do, God Almighty is in us, that I am the house of God. So he says, knowing the time, that it's already the hour for us to awaken from our sleep, our slumber. I went back and wrote these words down. We sing in the songs this morning, in our worship songs, your love is greater, your love is greater, your love is stronger, your love awakens me, awakens me, awakens me. Yeah, we did, didn't we, David? The love of God awakens us, and that love captures our heart. We'll give ourselves to Him 24/7. Mark 13, therefore be on the alert, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. For you and me, He's not coming. He's here. He is here. But we need to be on the alert because the master of the house is here, whether it's evening, midnight, when the rooster crows, or morning, in case you should come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, wake up, be on the alert, grow up, sons and daughters with power. Jacob was afraid, verse 17, and said, how awesome is this place? And in the analogy, he's speaking of you. He said, how awesome is this place, because there was God was there, an open heaven was there, angels were there. But now you are that place where God dwells. You're the temple of the Lord. The heavens are open. The angels are there over you. You are that awesome house of God. Believe it and live the life of a believer. As His sons and daughters with power and authority, we have the responsibility to manifest His love, His care, and concern for people to everyone, everywhere that we meet. Let's do it, saints. Let's do it. So expect to see miracles every day, shouldn't we? Who's in us? We should expect to see miracles every day. Use your imagination to see the Holy Spirit of God the Father and Jesus Christ living, dwelling within you throughout the day. Forget yourself. Take up your cross. You're dead. You have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Visualize it. I'm dead, but Christ lives in me. The Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. That resurrection power is in me. Therefore, resurrection life will flow from you to do whatever He told His disciples to do. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, comfort those who mourn, share with the poor, provide for the orphans and widows, to love the unlovable. Believe it, and let's live the life of a believer, saints. So, a lot of it begins with not only believing it, but begin to renew our mind. And one of the strong things to help us do that is declaring what God has said we are and what God has said we can do. Begin to declare it. Job 22 says, you shall declare a thing, and it shall be established. And Luke and Mark 11, whosoever says to this mountain, no matter what the problem is, no matter what the issue is, whoever says it, whoever speaks it, whoever declares it, be removed, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his mind, but believes that what he says, he shall have whatever he says. So let's declare it. Let's visualize it. So either say this out loud with me from up there or say it to yourself. The power to live a holy life is within me. The power to live a life of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control is within me. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are within me. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news, to set the captives free, to give sight to the blind, to heal the brokenhearted, to heal the sick, and even to raise the dead, should it be His will. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. I can live victoriously over all sin, all addictions, all desires of the flesh, and I will see healings and miracles in my life. God is for me. Who can stand against me? Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. No weapon that is formed against me will prosper. In all these things, I will overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loves me. I will be strong in the Lord, in the strength of His might. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God who gives us a victory, and our Lord Jesus Christ who lives in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we know that's your desire for each and every one of us. So, Holy Spirit, have your way. Bring it to our remembrance throughout the day. Remind us who you are and where you are that you are in us. Lord, that we might bring through the signs, wonders, and miracles, glory and honor to you and to your name. That is our prayer, Lord. That's the desire of our heart. And we know it's the desire of your heart. And it shall, you who started a good work in us, will do it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.